At the bottom of all local stories on Aurelia Matters, readers now have the option of submitting feedback. Here's what readers had to say about what was making news over the last several days. September 17th letter. None of the parties care about seniors, says Aurelia Man. I will be 80 next year and am doing just fine, thank you. While I have no pension plan, defined or otherwise, I saved and invested throughout my working life to ensure I would not be penniless in my old age. My wife did the same. The government's contribution to our well-being is modest but welcome. As good citizens, we have to realize that society's coffers are not limitless and there are many demands on the public purse. Post-COVID, it will even more difficult to address growing social needs. This senior's complaints should serve as a wake-up call to younger people. As in the ant and grasshopper fable, what you do today will have consequences tomorrow. Plan for the future, for it will surely arrive. Glenn Morehouse. I too have written to all the party leaders to ask if they have any plans to help us seniors financially. And no answers except to say what they have done in the past, like the one-time payment of $500 to seniors who are 75 years of age and older. So people who are 65 don't need this extra money? I can't afford to purchase groceries, I have to buy what is on sale or on the reduced rack. My rent plus utilities takes up 85% of what the government pays me a month. We have worked hard all our lives. I was self-employed for many years here in Aurelia and today I am not proud to say I am a senior living in Canada. Kathy Orr. September 20th City Council rejects online, phone voting in, embarrassing, decision. The use of the phrase, embarrassing decision, in the headline is inappropriate and indicates an editorial bias. There is nothing wrong with the decision, nothing to be embarrassed about. I for one am happy that we will retain an accessible and secure vote gathering process. I am glad there will be a physical record of the vote and that counting will be done by Canadians in Canada, and not by machines located in the USA. If the SOW and Council are really concerned about voter apathy, they should consider alternatives to first past the post. A system that often delivers representatives with less than 20% support causes a great deal of dissatisfaction. Mark Elgar. September 21st local PPC candidate says election results exceeded expectations. My only issue with the PPC party being that they are the only other party right of center. They actually only helped the Liberals get re-elected. Their votes based on reviewing several ridings where Liberals won would have swayed the win in the Conservatives' hands. I haven't checked to see if it would have been enough to change the election results, but it certainly ensured the outcome, and if they wanted a change then their existence ensured there would not be a change. Andrew Plunkett. September 22nd letter. Why doesn't the new Front Street have a bike lane? Because one block over is a beautiful trail. Gord Moon. I'd love to hear what the mayor or members of the council have to say about this letter. Kelly Schnurr. First a question. Where was he when the city went through the public consultation phase? I participated and supported the new design. Secondly, there are no separate bicycle lanes on Front Street because there is a local street a block to the west, Matchedash Street, and a trail to the east, about 200 meters. These two facilities provide reasonable safe routes for cyclists. Conrad Brenner. I believe the bike lane was deliberately omitted from Front Street because there is an existing multi-purpose trail just a few yards to the east. A trail which is maintained year-round and offers a much safer experience for cyclists. Mark Elgar. September 22nd Grant helped keep century-old business in Aurelia. 9 photos. It was bad enough the first time, now they plan on giving tax dollars away every year. Pathetic. Dennis Woodman. September 23rd Remara Council urged to crack down on short-term rentals. If the township had listened and accepted the work commissioned by them 4 years ago on the subject of STRAs, they would not be in the predicament they are now. Ron Shipp.